What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Just Isabel Things podcast. If you're new here, my name is Isabel, and I'm a 19-year-old podcaster. And today, I'm excited to bring back my roommate, Kendall, for this week's episode, talking about music and sort of our bucket list concerts and music we've been listening to. It's been a really long time since I've done a music-themed episode, so I thought it would be really cool to do one this week. If you guys have listened to recent episodes before, you know that Kendall hopped on for the roommate tag back in December, and that episode was so fun to do, so go check out the episode if you haven't already. And yeah, anyways, Kendall, hello and welcome.
Hi.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Yes.
Are you excited to be back?
I am very excited.
Okay.
I'm very nervous, but I'm very excited.
Okay, don't be nervous. This is like a good episode.
Yes.
That like a lot of people could, you know, listen to and be like, oh, like,
yes,
I like this artist, or like, I like this concert too, or I saw this person and oh, she likes that concert.
Yes.
Like, or she likes that band, like, that's cool too. All right. So that's kind of like how we're going to do today's episode. We're going to start off with talking about some music we've been vibing to recently and why we've been listening to it. And then we'll shift over to concerts we've seen, concerts we want to see, and concerts that we are about to see. So stay tuned for this episode. We're really excited to be here and to do this. Also, in a couple of days before I get into the episode, I want to announce that my 2-year podcast anniversary is coming up so soon. I can't believe it's been 2 years, and I'll do my season 2 finale next week, so stay tuned for that. Yeah, so can't believe I've been here for 2 years, and let's finish off, you know, the season 2 right.
Season 2.
With this fantastic episode.
Yes.
Okay, so, Kendall, what is some music you've been vibing to lately?
Okay, lately I have been really listening to Billie Eilish, as Isabel can attest, because I'm seeing her in a little bit more than a week, and I'm very excited.
That is so exciting.
Yes, and I've also been listening to Rex Orange County a lot lately, because he's coming out with a new album March 11th, so I've been getting back in the Rex groove of things.
Nice, way to plug
yes,
Rex.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, go
March
check
11th.
Yeah, March 11th. That's very exciting that you're seeing Billie Eilish. She's currently on, if you guys don't know, she's currently on a massive tour, for her new album. So, if you guys want to go see her in concert,
yes,
go.
I would recommend, and I haven't even
gotten it,
so.
Already recommends it,
yes,
before you even see the concert. But honestly, from, like, TikTok, like, seeing videos,
yes,
on TikTok and stuff, like, her concert looks absolutely,
yeah,
insane, and I'm very jealous that you get
I
to go.
I'm very excited.
That is awesome. So, for me, I've recently been listening to a lot of Tyler, the Creator, because I actually saw Tyler, the Creator last week. And if you guys, you know, have listened to my episodes before, you know that seeing Tyler, the Creator has been on my bucket list, you know, since I started listening to his music a couple years ago. So I finally got to see him last week. So I've been listening to a ton of Tyler, the Creator lately. I've been listening to a lot of Claro. I fell back into my Claro phase from, I think it was like early quarantine. I listened to a ton of Claro and I got back into it, around Christmas time, and I've been listening to a lot of it ever since. Have gotten into a little bit of a Morgan Wallen kick recently too,
yeah,
so that's been fun. And Morgan Wallen is also on tour right now. I feel like a lot of artists like,
yeah,
are on tour right now, which is great. You know, bring back live music.
Yeah.
I think that's more important than ever, and bringing people together to, you know, share a common love of music. And
yeah,
like Harry Styles just finished up a huge tour and he's about to go on a European tour. Billie Eilish is on tour. Tyler's on tour. The Weeknd just announced a tour.
Yeah.
So many artists are on,
yeah,
tour, which is great. And great for the music industry and great for, you know, the live performance industry as well. So I've been listening to Claro, Tyler, Morgan Wallen, and then my usuals too, Easy Life, Drake,
Classic.
Just classic. Classic me. But yeah, let me know if you guys have any music recommendations for us, as
yes,
we'd...
I need them.
We both need some new music to listen to, because we like to listen to music, you know, when we're doing our homework or just chilling out here. So if you guys have any music recommendations for us, just DM me on Instagram. I always check my DMs, and my DMs are always open. And now for, like, do you have any other music that you've been listening
not
to?
Lately. No.
Yeah,
really.
I haven't...
Just
really,
the usuals. And
yeah. I also feel like artists haven't... Like, a lot of bigger artists haven't come out with a lot of,
yeah,
stuff yet, too. Like, recently.
Like,
in the last,
yeah,
couple of weeks and,
yeah,
months,
right,
I would say.
The end of 2021 was kind of full.
Yeah.
Of, like, new stuff.
Yeah,
but,
like, fall. Like,
yeah, late Donda. Late summer. That's when Billie dropped, too.
Yeah, it's been a bit. Yeah, like, the second half of 2021, you had Billie release an album, Drake release an album, Kanye release an album, Taylor Swift.
The Weeknd released early this year, but...
Yeah, The Weeknd. So a lot of artists have just dropped. We just have to wait for, like, the second wave of new stuff hopefully coming up before summer, because a lot of artists like to drop right before summer so they can get, like, that summer that summer hit.
I've heard that Taylor Swift is releasing a new...
Is she actually?
Yeah, I'm releasing a new release. I've seen a lot of theories surrounding said album. And I've heard a lot that it's going to be 1989 for the summer vibe, but...
Oh, cool.
I am... not a very trusty source, but that's what I've heard.
I also seen a lot on Instagram about Harry Styles.
Again?
A lot of people think Harry Styles is gonna put out a new song. I don't know about a new album, but I've seen a lot of things on social media about him putting out, like, a couple new songs.
Timeline's, like...
What is that song?
I want to say 2019. I think December 2019.
Really?
Or maybe early 2020, I guess. I don't know. I think December.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't know that, the Taylor Swift thing, but you're more...
I've seen it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. You're more, like, with the Taylor Swift stuff.
But also, like, extensive Taylor fans are, like...
Really, they know.
They're really into theories and stuff.
Yeah,
that is true.
They really pick apart things.
So yeah. It could be just false hope, but...
Yeah. So, hopefully there are some new music coming before we get into the summer. I can't believe summer is, like, almost here. Like, it's March 4th. Christmas seemed
that
like
is it was, crazy.
That is so weird. That's so weird. All right, so moving on to, like, the next portion of our episode, let's talk about. Do you want to start with concerts we've seen already?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's shift into that. So do you want to share the concerts?
Yes. You've seen? Well, Isabel brought it up, but we saw Tyler together last week.
It was so good.
And it was so good. Very good performer. Awesome stuff. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely insane.
I don't think I've ever seen Isabel more in her element.
I almost cried. It was
yeah, it was so fun. The fire and the fireworks, all that. And he was so, like, he's mobile. Like, he was always moving.
He was like a firecracker that just never stopped. And
he was funny.
He was funny too. He was, like, interacting with people in the crowd. And he played a bunch of old songs, new songs, songs on Igor.
Yeah.
And
it was
I want to do it again. Like, that was
a spiritual.
It was a spirit. I've explained it as a spiritual experience. Like, it was so good. And then the people who opened for him were Tizo Touchdown, Vince Staples, and Kelly Ukis. So that was, they were all really good openers. Mm-hmm. When Kelly came out, I died.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Dead to Me?
I think so, yeah. And she was
great start.
Hanging on the wall.
No, on a pole.
On a pole.
It was like a podium pole.
Yeah, against the screen. Yeah. Like, I have the video of it. Like, the shade or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, the curtain dropped.
Yeah.
And she was there. And we were all, and everyone just lost it. Like,
the dancers kind of scared me.
Her dancers were very strange.
I don't know what they were wearing. I think that's what threw me off.
Yeah.
It fit.
It fit the vibe. And she was a really cool performer. And a really great performer as well. And I would definitely, like, see her again, too, if, like, the opportunity were to present itself.
Yeah.
And I would see Tyler.
A million times again.
He is such a good performer. And if you guys are a Tyler fan and you've always are like, oh, I want to see him in concert, please go. Highly recommend. It was an awesome show.
Okay. Other concerts I've seen. I've been to very few, and they've all happened since September.
College, yeah.
So, yes. My first one, I guess, would be Kesha at Summerfest. Well, delayed Summerfest in Milwaukee. Which was, like, outdoor, and it was really fun, but it was really, really packed.
There were
so many people there. I was really far from the stage, but it was fun. It was good. I knew all the songs, so that helped, too.
All of her songs are pretty well-known, so.
Yeah. And then we saw
Sean Kingston
for the Homecoming concert, and that was cool, too.
That was
a lot smaller of a crowd.
It was a lot smaller.
But it was fun.
Smaller of a crowd, but it made it, like, kind of more enjoyable, I guess, because it wasn't... like, a ton of people, like, crowding near you.
And
it was all students, like, who go to our school. So, that was a really cool concert. And he played, like, all of his classic songs that we knew from, you know, more than 10 years ago. Yeah. Like, 13 years ago.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So yeah, we both saw Sean Kingston together. We saw Kesha, but we were not together at the Kesha concert. And we saw Tyler the Creator, which was great. And then you're seeing...
I'm seeing Billy on March 15th. I'm really excited. I mentioned that. And then I have tickets for Rex's new album in June. I want to say June 17th in St. Paul. And I'm really trying to go see Justin Bieber in May. So we shall see how that plays out for me.
Yeah. But I think Justin Bieber would be a really cool show. You looked at his set list. I looked at it. Yeah. So yeah. I looked at his set list earlier this week. And I was like, dang, like, there are some, like, really good songs, like, some of those oldies that are on the set list, so I don't know if I will get to see Justin Bieber, but if the opportunity presents itself where I do get the chance to go, maybe, yeah. Who's opening for him, do you know?
Oh, no, I don't know.
I have no idea either, but anyways, I would, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Justin Bieber would be cool. That would be so fun. That would be.
It's, I'm checking it out.
And he's on tour, too. Yeah. He's another one on tour right now, too. Again, a lot of people are on tour right now. And I think it just, like, a big reason for that is, like, they couldn't go on tour for pretty much two years. So it's just all of them are going on tour now, which I'm not complaining about. Yeah. All right, awesome. So for me, all the concerts I've seen, my first concert was Taylor Swift in August of 2013 at Soldier Field in Chicago.
It was red.
Yeah, please. It was red. So I saw, and you know who opened for Taylor Swift? Did I tell you this?
Mm-mm.
It was Ed Sheeran and Austin Mahone.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran was that small then?
No. Yeah, but like the next year, that's when he got like super big.
Yeah.
Like 2014, 2015. Like
they did. Did they perform Everything Has Changed together?
I think so. I don't remember. Again, this was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
And I remember some, like, I remember a decent amount of it. And I remember I got, like, a red t-shirt and stuff. I'm not as big of a Taylor Swift fan, like, as I was, like, back then. But it was, like, my first concert. I think I was in fifth grade. Summer going into fifth grade.
Dang.
Yeah.
I wanted to go. I was begging my mom to go to the 1989 concert.
Yeah.
She hates Taylor Swift. So.
Yeah, I don't think my mom's
it
a
was
big
a no-go.
Fan of Taylor Swift either.
I tried, though.
So, but if she, when she, I think she, there's rumors that she's going to do a stadium tour.
I'll be there.
And
I will pay any amount of money to
So, Taylor Swift tour might be coming soon. We're not sure.
She'll go on tour again.
And a lot of people are saying, like, tickets for that concert are going to sell out, like, insanely fast.
Well, because she has so many albums under her belt right now that she has never performed live.
That is true. So, yeah, and a lot of people were saying, this was also a rumor that Olivia Rodrigo would be opening for her.
Yeah, but she's also on her own tour.
Which is all, yeah,
she's on tour.
Yeah,
wow.
She's going on tour, too.
So, I don't, I mean, maybe, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, you would see Taylor's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Taylor was my first concert, and then some other concerts I've been to. Pitbull and Flo Rida, which are pretty random, but they were, like, obviously played all the classic songs that we all know and love.
Yeah.
I've seen Imagine Dragons. That was a cool show. I went to Lollapalooza summer of 2019 and saw Lil Wayne, 21 Pilots, Black, Loud Luxury.
Dang.
Ooh, Sam Fender. Who else did I see? Rich the Kid, I want to say.
Oh, snap.
And...
Well, festivals are hard to remember everybody.
Like,
I would know.
And that was a crazy day. Lots of walking. I don't know if I could do 4 days of Lollapalooza. I probably will this summer, but...
Well, bring me.
Yes. You are. Yes. Yes. I hope the lineup is good, too.
Same.
Because the lineup last year wasn't the greatest. I mean, I didn't go last year, but the lineup...
When is it?
It's... This year, it's, I think, July 28th through the 31st. Because it's, like, it's 4 days, so it's July... 28th, 29th, so it's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah. And I went Saturday of 2019.
Dang.
It was a fantastic experience, and I would 100% go back to Lala, and I probably will this summer if it works out with my life schedule. But yeah, those are who I saw at Lala, and then, again, I saw Tyler, the Creator, Sean Kingston, I went to Don Toliver back in September, which was really cool. I went to Zac Brown Band and sat in pit, which was awesome, an awesome experience. Who else?
I mean, you saw Kesha, but I brought that.
Kesha, yeah. And
You were gonna see Miley, but that didn't
happen. Yeah, I was gonna go see Miley because Miley was also at Summerfest, but that didn't work out very well. And I have plans on seeing Easy Life in April, so hopefully I can get that worked out. I'm very excited. And I don't know if I have any other plan, any other future concert plans, but I've seen a ton of concerts since being in college, which is not a bad thing. And it's funny, like, I feel like I've seen more concerts in, like, the last, like, you know, couple months since being in college than I have, like, literally in my entire life.
Well, same.
Yeah, literally. And I'm looking forward to future concerts because a ton of, like, artists are on tour now and are going to be on tour with, you know, their music, which is really cool. So hopefully more concerts to come. I think I've covered all the concerts I've seen.
Mine is short.
Yeah, that's okay, but it's growing.
It is growing.
It is growing, which is good.
In the future.
Yes. All right, should we get on to...
Oh, yes.
This is what... So, Kendall and I made a list of 10 people we want to see in concert, and we did not tell each other our list, but we could probably... We might have some similarities and probably
some... No, we definitely do have some.
Yeah, and probably some differences, but I'm very excited to kind of exchange them, and you guys get to hear us exchange them, which I think is really cool. So these are the concerts that are kind of, like, on our bucket list and ones that we would want to see. So, yeah, let's get on with it. So we'll go, like, you can share one, and then I'll share one, and then we can, like, or, like, you can share one, we'll talk about it, and then I'll share one, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
And then we also have one for the end where it would be, where it's someone who is... who has passed away that we would see in concert. So we'll save that for the end, so stay tuned for that. But Kendall, would you like to start us off?
Yes. Okay. So Isabel told me they're not supposed to be ranked, but the number one is the number one, Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean. But he doesn't
He doesn't perform, but I would private concert. I would do something. I would figure something out.
Yeah.
That's just the top. I think it's also at the top because it's so unattainable.
That is true.
Because he doesn't perform.
Is there a reason he doesn't perform?
I don't know.
Interesting. Has he ever performed?
I've seen clips of him, like, live, like, in concert, but his, like, younger brother recently passed, so I feel like he's deterred from
that
performing for
thing.
A while.
Yeah.
But it's not very often that he performs anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. Good stuff. Frank Ocean. Yes. All right, my number one. Well, mine is not in any particular order, but for number one, I have Childish Gambino.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be a good show.
The energy?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun.
Here's the thing. So today in my media class, we watched the This Is America music video, and it sparked the idea of, like, dang, like, it would be really cool to see Childish Gambino in concert.
I never thought of
and
that.
I feel like he would be such a good performer, too, and I really like a lot of his music.
Yeah.
So Childish Gambino is on my
list.
He has,
like, a lot of songs that would be so
cool. He has a lot of songs
and, I never, like, thought of that.
And I feel like he would be, like, a good performer, too.
Like, energetic, too.
Like, energetic. Yeah. His show would be really fun. So, and I don't know if he's performed at Lala before and other music festivals, but I don't know if he's currently performing lately. I don't think so. But maybe he will come to, like, other music festivals down the line or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, number two.
Yes, number two. We briefly talked about this, but Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Nice. So, like, you would buy tickets, like, as soon as they go on sale?
Yes. Yes, I would. I told you I advocated to go to 1989. I tried to go to Reputation, but that was, like...
Oh, my God. Everyone and their mother went to Reputation.
Okay, I didn't get to go.
I didn't go either.
That's because all of, like, my friends or, like, people that I was, like, associated with, A, didn't like her and thought that this was her bad era. Like, Reputation
Interesting.
Was, like, her bad era. Like, they didn't want to see that live. And I wanted to see it so bad.
Yeah.
So, it was 2017, though. So I was only, like, 14.
Reputation?
Yeah. Reputation came out in 2017.
But when was her tour, though?
Probably, like, 2018.
Okay, yeah.
I was still, like, 14,
Yeah,
15.
The thing about that Reputation tour was she came to Chicago, like, the last day of school for, like, the area schools. So a ton of my friends and, like, their moms, like, went to that show. Which is, like that's why I'm saying, like, I knew so many people who went to that show, because she came to Chicago, like, June 1st and June 2nd or something like that. Like, right as school got out. I think so, yeah. So, yeah. So, Taylor Swift's your number two. My number two is Khalid.
Ugh. How are you thinking of the ones that I never
thought of? I don't know.
No, I would see him so... I would see him.
I would see Khalid so bad. And I think he would be in the realm of his... His concert would be a spiritual experience.
Yeah, no, it would be amazing.
It would be so, so good. And I don't think... He hasn't really come out with, like, an album recently. I don't know that for... Was Free Spirit the last? I think so. That was, what, sophomore or junior year?
I got it on vinyl right when it came out.
So...
So I think junior, I started doing that junior year. I started collecting vinyls junior year.
Yeah, so Khalid would be my number two. I feel like that would be a really cool show.
Yeah. Dang. So much smarter than me. Okay. My third one I feel like might be kind of a shock to you.
Siri here. Let me...
Oh, my Siri came on.
But Nicki.
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think that would be so fun.
Interesting. That would really be cool. But like, isn't she like not retired, but like... I don't know.
Was there rules to this?
No. Oh, there was no rules, but like, I'm just saying, like, does she perform in concert anymore?
I don't know.
Interesting. But that would be a cool show. She would be, like, a really great performer, I feel like.
I think so, too.
And she would, like, bring on music, like, guests and stuff, too.
She you know what to I mean? Power.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. My third one would be SZA.
Yeah. SZA. I was going to put that on my list, but I ruled it out.
Yeah. SZA, also, I think that concert would be a spiritual experience. And
I would get some. I would cry.
Yeah. I think that would be a really cool concert. So SZA is my number three. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, same genre, Daniel Caesar.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. That would be a really cool concert.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And he would have like, guests, like, to perform his songs. Yeah, I feel like,
but...
Interesting, Daniel Caesar. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I don't know if he's ever performed, either.
I feel like he has.
I don't know if I've ever seen a video.
Don't know. Honestly, I don't know what that man looks like.
What?
Like, I don't know what he looks like. Like, if Daniel Caesar were to walk down the street, I'd be like...
Yeah, maybe same.
I don't know what that guy looks like.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry, Daniel Caesar. All right, my next one. Okay.
Oh.
So I put Kanye when he becomes more stable.
Yeah.
I literally wrote that in my notes. Kanye when he becomes more stable. I feel like that concert will be an insane show.
Yeah.
And I would definitely see it if it's like normal, like a normal concert. If he's like gonna be crazy or do weird things, then I don't think I would attend. But he's gonna be at Coachella. As of right now, he's gonna be at Coachella.
Yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, Kanye is my number four. I feel like that would be a really cool show.
Yeah. Okay, my next one is Drake.
Yeah.
But he doesn't perform either.
Dude, I saw this rumor that Drake might be going on tour. He was clashing with the...
No way.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I saw this on Dumois, which I... You know what? Do you know what Dumois is? Absolutely. It's basically like the celebrity gossip official Instagram account. And they post like anonymous rumors. Maybe they've seen... People send in, hey, I just saw Taylor Swift at this restaurant. I just saw Harry Styles with Olivia Wilde at this restaurant in London or something like that. And one of the things I saw earlier this week was The Weeknd and Drake don't want to go on... It was like, The Weeknd and Drake don't want to go on tour at the same time to avoid competing with each other. So The Weeknd's going to go on tour, and then Drake is going to go on tour. Potentially. I don't know if that is actually going to happen. That's just what I saw in Dumois, which isn't always a reliable source, but it could happen. And I feel like Drake is due for a tour.
Same. I would go.
Yeah. Maybe. No, I would go too. I'm surprised I didn't put Drake on my list. But same. I would if
Is he really not on your list?
I think I originally had him, but then I maybe switched him out for someone. But no, I would see
Fair.
I would see Drake. 100%. That would be a spiritual experience.
Yeah,
okay. Number five for me is Chance the Rapper. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a really fun show. I unfortunately did not get to see him at Summerfest. But I saw him at a Bulls game one time, and Chance the Rapper would be on my list, and I wouldn't want to see him perform his latest album. I would want to see
I was just gonna say that.
Coloring Book,
like a
Acid Rap,
like a mash. mash of them.
I would see that. Or if he comes out with, like, music that's, like, really, really good, that top, or, like, is of the same that's vicinity of Coloring Book and Acid Rap, then I would be like, oh, yeah, yeah, go. But, like, right. But apparently, you know what? You want to hear something? Like the
you know all the rumors.
You know, I hear the drama about, like, okay. the latest album yes. of Chance the Rapper. So, like...
Like the one that he's most recently dropped?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
the CD one? What is it even called?
Oh, it's called, like, A New Day or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Okay, yeah.
So, I used to be, like, such a big Chance fan. And I still like him a lot. But the thing was, he rushed that album.
You
can tell. And it made his manager really mad. And that's the reason why he had a tour. He canceled that tour because no one would buy tickets. Because it was just... There was only, like, two or three decent songs on there yeah. that I probably... Like, I still listen to.
Yeah, but I don't choose to listen to that album very often.
No,
like there's songs in my playlist. If they come on, I'm like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. But, like...
Like, No Problem comes on, I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah. But, like, obviously his... That album just wasn't up to par with... Mm-hmm. What he did
and it was
with
so long.
Coloring, yeah, there was a lot of songs on that with Coloring Book and Acid Rap.
Yeah,
but apparently, like, the album was extremely rushed, and his manager
yeah,
wasn't happy with it. Sorry, Chance, I love you though.
Yeah.
Chicago represent.
Right on. Okay, number six. This is like more of a current thing because they're like brand new, but I would see Silk Sonic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I was talking to Julia about that
mm-hmm.
and she said that they're only performing in Vegas, but they perform in Vegas like I want to say at least once a weekend.
Oh,
the
do they have like a residency
or
type
like
of situation there?
Twice a weekend or something.
Yeah,
and
that's...
she's going.
Oh.
I think I don't know actually
oh.
but we were talking about it and it kind of sparked my interest. If they drop like a full album, like
yeah.
a bigger one,
yeah,
and
it was good,
go
yeah.
on like a normal
yeah.
tour, but yeah,
yeah, a lot of like DJs and stuff like that do that type of
yeah.
stuff where they'll go to, well, they'll do like, they'll perform just every week in the Vegas at like a club or something.
Yeah.
They'll do it for like a, like Calvin Harris, I don't
oh,
know if he still
yeah.
does it, he did it all the time.
I have not heard about him in so long.
I know like Calvin Harris used to do it a lot. Oh, who was that who sang Closer with Halsey? Who was
Chainsmokers
Sorry. Chainsmokers, they did one like for a brief period of time. I don't know if they still do it, but interesting. Silk Sonic.
Yeah.
Cool. Alright, my next one is Justin Bieber.
Yep.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier, but his new, like I said, I just checked out his new set list and it looked really cool.
Yeah. Well, I've seen videos of him performing Baby Now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Really? Yeah.
Seems amazing.
I know. I've seen a ton
of
videos on TikTok too.
Yeah.
yeah.
I want to see it.
So Justin Bieber is
yeah.
on my list and his set list for his latest tour looks really cool. So, all right.
Okay. My number seven is Kanye.
Yeah.
But I would also have to agree, sane Kanye.
Sane
or like,
Kanye or normal,
like
doing normal things Kanye.
Gold digger era.
Yeah.
Kanye. Like
yeah.
Yeezus or Ye. Is that the album?
Yeah.
The mountain one. Or even My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah.
That one, I think, would be my top one.
Or a couple things on Donda. A couple songs on Donda, yeah.
I was trying to think, what is the song with The Weeknd that we always play? I literally can't think of it.
Hurricane?
Yes. Imagine
yeah.
seeing that live.
That would be cool.
That would be insane.
I mean, I saw Moon, so...
Yeah,
I saw Moon live when Don Toliver... Because
yeah.
Don Toliver does the vocals
yeah.
for Moon. That was a seeing that live was a spiritual experience.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That was so cool. But yes, Kanye is on both of our lists.
Yes.
Okay. For me, my next one is Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Kenzie.
Yeah. So, do you want to talk about Kenzie and how she's bringing
yes.
you up to the concert?
Yes. Okay. So, Kenzie and I have always been big Billie fans.
Kenzie's her best friend.
My best friend, yes. And when we, like, started getting super close, like, we would talk about it and talk about, like, oh, like, we should go see her. And, like, when the documentary came out, we watched it together. And she surprised me over the summer telling me that she got tickets for this tour for, like, a combination of, like, a graduation, birthday, Christmas, like, because they're not cheap, so.
Yeah.
She, yes, gifted that to me. So I get to go over my spring break and see her live.
Which actually works out really well how
really
the concert
well,
landed on
spring
break.
Skip school, don't I won't lie.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
It worked out, and I'm excited, very excited. I talk about it a lot.
Yeah, I can't wait for, like, after you see it, you're gonna be,
the
like...
The depression's gonna hit so fast. I'm not ready.
Yeah, but anyways, Billie Eilish is on, yeah. Okay. That would be really cool. All right, go ahead.
My number 8 is John Mayer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good idea. Yeah. That would
like,
be cool.
Because he has slow stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, like, nice vibe. But then if he plays New Light, I think I would go nuts in the crowd.
Interesting.
So that's on his new album.
And he's been around for a really long time.
And his guitar skills, so good. Very good.
John Mayer.
I would like to see that live.
Cool.
Yes.
Cool. All right, my next one, Tame Impala.
Gosh! We were gonna go.
We were gonna go. So here's the drama about Tame Impala. So it was like October 8th, Tame Impala was coming to our town, and... We, over the summer, we were like, yeah, like, let's get tickets. It would be so fun. We can go. Cool. Whatever. They canceled their concert in our town, but they performed in Chicago. They performed in other cities, just not our town. And we were, we talk about it to this
we
day.
We should have went to Chicago.
Yeah.
I would have sacrificed.
Yeah.
I had my car by then, probably.
True. Yeah.
But we see videos now, and it's very upsetting. Yes. It's very upsetting.
So we keep saying, like, oh, like, we should have seen Tame Impala. Like, what? It would be so cool if Tame Impala, like...
I didn't even think of that.
Actually, like, came. So Tame Impala is on my list of concerts.
Yes.
All right, go on.
Okay, number 9 is Brockhampton.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
They have recently split up.
Unfortunately.
And I used to watch a lot of Brockhampton, like, interviews, videos, because there's so many members, like, I wanted to, like, know a bunch of them. And they also had a lot of backlash about their concerts, because they get really wild.
Interesting.
And, like...
Like, the crowd like, gets
wild?
Yeah,
like, mosh pits, and, like, this, like, dangerous type things have happened. So I'm a little bit on the fence about that, but I really love Brockhampton.
Yeah.
So I think I would...
It's like, it was, like, in a stadium, and you were in, like...
Yeah.
Like, a stadium
And that's the thing, like, I don't know if they've only done, like, festivals or, outdoor stuff.
I don't know.
I have no idea, but it's looking grim for the future.
Yeah, so rip Brockhampton.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just gotta say, whoever composes Brockhampton's music is a musical genius, and that is all I gotta say. What?
Wait. Never mind. Continue on.
Okay. All right. Anyways, we really like Brockhampton.
We do.
All right. My next one, Claro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would cry at that, too.
That would be a really cool concert to see. Claro / Wallows, if I'm being completely honest. Like, if those, like, either or for like, that one. Again, like I talked about earlier, like, I'm back in my Claro
fit. I was going for Wallows on my list, too. They're going
on tour. They are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I did know that. So I would say I have to say Claro and or Wallows for that one. I feel like it would just be a really
what
cool
if they,
vibe.
If they went together.
That would be cool. Oh my god.
A song together.
That is true. That is true. Alright, good
okay.
stuff.
Okay. So my last one currently is Luke Combs. Which is oddball compared to the rest of the list, but I think that it would be so fun. Really.
That would be fun.
But
fun vibes.
You saying musical genius made me think of Phineas.
Okay, well,
but
Phineas
that's, like,
is like Billy.
In Billy. So it's like the same, but I don't know if he comes on stage. And I like a lot of Phineas's songs by himself.
Yeah. I also think Phineas is a musical genius.
Yeah, he literally is. I was watching clips of Jimmy Fallon with him yesterday.
Yeah. No, Phineas, I feel like, is associated with Billy. So, like, that
like,
could be.
Like, directly associated.
Yeah, no, directly associated. So it's valid.
Yeah. So then 10, Luke Combs. I think that would be a. It could be a very different environment than what I'm used to, but. I think that it would be fun. And I listen to Luke Combs a lot, too. So,
good stuff. And it's funny because my number 10 is kind of different, too. And I don't know why we both did this. My number 10 is Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, but you said that.
But I said it earlier in, like, music I've been listening to lately. I feel like I've been really listening to a lot of Morgan Wallen's songs lately. And even though he's done some things that aren't, like, the best, in his personal life and public life, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But I really like his music. Yeah. And I really like his music, and I feel like his concerts would be really fun. I've seen clips from his concerts, and they look, like, really fun, so.
Well, he's doing stuff.
He is on tour, too, yeah.
Yep.
So, Morgan Wallen is on my list.
Mm-hmm.
And that is 10.
Yeah.
Do you have any things that have come up, like, in honorable mentions?
A lot of yours were honorable mentions. If I could see Khalid perform American Teen, I think I would die happy.
Oh, yeah. No, same.
Or, like, Coloring Book, like, that would be.
That would be.
And Tame Impala, like.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. No, that's good. No, that was a good, like, both of our lists were really good.
I thought they were going to be much more similar than they were.
Yeah, no, I did too, low-key. But let me know if you guys like any of the artists that we listen to, and we could talk about it. Just send me a DM. All right, so now we're going to move on to someone who we would see that is dead.
Me first, you first.
I think we have the same one.
I think we do have the same one.
All right, should we say it on the count of three?
Okay, yeah, ready?
One.
Wait, the full thing? Or just the first part, if it's the same?
The full thing.
Okay.
One, two, three. Mac Miller. Yep.
Simple.
Pretty basic. I feel like a lot of people would say that, but it's valid. Completely valid.
Yes, and it's justified.
And he is amazing, and he changed a lot of people's lives.
We miss him.
We do miss him. He changed a lot of people's lives with his songs. Mm-hmm. And he continues to change life with his songs because he keeps putting out, well, I guess his team?
Are they called postpartum?
Oh, post, is it posthumous or something? We don't know if we're pronouncing that correctly.
We don't know the terminology.
Posthumous. Is it posthumous?
Something like that. But that's what Circles was.
Yeah, and Juice WRLD had one too.
Faces? Is that the one that just came out?
For Mac?
Yeah. I don't remember. But, yeah, he's had two albums like that for sure.
I feel like Mac Miller would
be. It's called Faces.
Okay, cool. So Mac Miller's on our Someone Dead That We Would See. Is there anyone? Oh, yeah, and then we talked about doing an person who has been dead for, you know, a really long time. Someone who's older that we would see. And didn't we say, we said Queen?
I said Queen, yeah. That would, I think that would be my number one.
That would be cool.
In, like, that kind of era of music. And
yeah,
stuff.
That would be cool.
Because, I mean, some of the members are still alive, but Freddie's not. And
yeah.
That's, like, the
main
core.
Yeah.
So, I think that would be mine.
Yeah, that would
what
be cool.
What did my mom say? Prince.
Prince?
Yeah. That's Prince is from Minnesota. Plug.
Yeah.
I'd see him, too.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, do you have one?
Well, I said, for old people? No, I'd probably say, like, Queen's.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of, like, people who are dead. Like, musical legends that are, I mean, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
But.
There's a lot.
There are a lot that I just, of musical greats that I just can't think of the top of my head. And I'm
even, like, just single members of, like,
bands and
like,
stuff
you can't really
like
think of all those, you know?
I mean, two members of the Beatles are dead.
Yeah.
Two of them are alive, so
John Legend. John Legend is very much alive, I think.
Yes. He would be cool in concert too.
I haven't heard music from him since
he hasn't really
the
put out
a song.
Yeah, he hasn't really
and
put
out Christmas.
Oh yeah, he hasn't really put out, but I feel like he does a lot more with like shows.
Yeah.
And he, like, helps write stuff now, too. Kind of like how Lin-Manuel Miranda, like, helps.
Yeah.
He's grown a lot in the last, you know, 5 years, too. Like, 10 years ago, I mean, very little people knew about Lin-Manuel Miranda. I mean.
Yeah. I know who he is.
Like, yeah.
And I'm not even, like, he's really big into, like, the musical industry.
But he's done, like, a lot of stuff with, like,
yeah.
the musical industry.
And I'm not really into those, but I know who he is.
But, like, yeah. Like, he wrote a ton of stuff for Moana. He did a lot of stuff for, what's that movie that came out this summer with the, that's gonna kill me, and I saw it in the theaters.
Give me a
it was the
summary?
The one where they're in New York.
Oh, yes, Into the Heights?
In the Heights.
In the Heights.
In the Heights, yeah. So he, like, wrote, well, first he wrote, like, the original, like, Broadway musical. And he also had, like, a cameo-type role in the movie as well and wrote some of the songs.
That.
It was good. It's kind of long, but it was good. I also talked about that movie in my Summer Movies recap episode. If you guys haven't listened to that, go check it out. But, yeah, do you have any other music things you want to talk about?
No.
I don't think so either. But a lot of stuff is coming for the music industry. I feel like it's going to be a big year. Last year, like, the second half of last year, I felt was a big year.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be interesting to see where the music industry kind of grows this year, who puts out stuff. I would really like to see an album from Kendrick Lamar, and I've been saying that since the Black Panther album. So I would like to see some music, new music from Kendrick Lamar, maybe a really good Drake album, I feel like
would
be cool.
I would take a Gambino album.
I would take a new Gambino album. That would be, that would be cool. Anything else?
What movie are we seeing tonight?
We are seeing Uncharted tonight.
Yay!
So, yeah, I've talked about Uncharted many times in my movie-themed episodes, and I'm really excited.
Yes, I'm also very excited.
Yes, so we're seeing Uncharted tonight.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I think that's it. So thank you all for listening to this to today's episode. If you like what you heard, share it with your family and friends. Go like and subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a review in Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Follow me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast. Email me with any business opportunities or sponsorship opportunities at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Stay tuned for next week's season finale episode celebrating my 2-year anniversary. I don't think I have anything else. Kendall, do you want to shout out your Instagram?
Yes. My Instagram is Kendall Cunningham. One word, nothing else.
I will link her Instagram in the episode description, so check out her Instagram and all the links in the episode description after you're done listening to this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed our takes on music and concerts we want to see, and I'll see you next Sunday for a new episode. Bye, guys!
Bye!
Thank you again so much for listening to today's episode. If you like what you heard and want to listen to more, check out previous episodes and also come back every Sunday for a new episode as well.